Hello and welcome to the Stop Procrastinating Now podcast. My name is Stefan Stavrakis and I'm thrilled to be talking to you from Vancouver, British Columbia. It's August 23rd, 2006, and boy, do we have a great show for you today because it's our premiere episode. Yay! I'm so excited about it. We're going to be talking about how to use your mind to stop procrastinating. Procrastination is such a nasty, nasty problem in today's society. And what I've done is I've put together some programs, some seminars, and all that kind of stuff just to help people get to the bottom of what's going on inside their mind to help them essentially eliminate procrastination. Because let's face it, if you can't think, you can't procrastinate. And I'll explain that a little bit later on in the show. So how is everybody doing today? I want to welcome you to www.stopprocrastinatingnow.podomatic.com. It's going to be an exciting, exciting program. Not just this first one, the premiere episode, but we have lots and lots and lots in store for you for the next little while. So get ready, get excited. Here we go. Now, I want to make sure that every single one of you walks away every single week with an actionable tip that they can just take with them that they can put into application and stop procrastinating. You're going to get a little bit of an understanding in how the brain works, how we actually create procrastination. And then from there, what we're going to do is we're going to give you those tips and tricks to be able to apply them. That's right. Actually apply them in your life immediately so you can start making some changes. So I guess the first thing is, who am I? My name is Stefan Stavrakis, as I said before, and I'm a peak performance coach here in Vancouver, British Columbia. I'm also a professional speaker. And what I do is I help people eliminate procrastination, mostly small business, small to medium business people, executives, and those kinds of people. What we do is we get inside their mind and find out exactly what's going on in there, what's going on that's stopping them from doing the things that they know that they should be doing so that they can take action now. The seminar that I do is called Getting Things Done Now, The Secret Psychology of Eliminating Procrastination. And boy, oh boy, do people walk away from that totally fired up. It's a complete unique approach of totally getting rid of procrastination from your life. So what we're going to be doing in this podcast is giving you a little glimpse. What's the word? That's right. It's a little glimpse of how you could start taking control and take massive action. And I mean massive action towards your outcomes. So get excited. And hey, don't keep us a secret. Go around, tell everybody that you know, anybody that you know that might have a problem of procrastination or stop doing what they want to be doing. Go out and tell people about us. Tell them to come to www.stopprocrastinatingnow.podomatic.com, and I promise you that they will be extremely excited of the gift that you've given them. So how did I get started? What is it that I know? What makes us here unique at stopprocrastinatingnow.podomatic.com? Well, bottom line, I believe from the past 5 years of coaching and training people that I've realized that procrastination is not because someone's lazy or because they have some kind of innate problem or anything like that, or it's a character personality flaw or anything or any of those things. What I realize is people just don't know how to use the brain correctly. And once they started getting a little bit of a glimpse or a little idea on how their brain worked, how they actually created motivation inside their mind, then next thing you know, boom, they're taking massive action towards what they wanted to do in their life. And we've had some pretty amazing results, from people losing weight to people making double and triple their income to they're just so many. And I got truckloads of testimonials here to prove that this system works. And I thought, hey, what can I do to make it available to people in a very, very easy way? And I got a friend that said, hey, maybe you should be trying some podcasting. So I said, why not? Let's give this a whirl and see what we can come up with. It's pretty amazing. What you could do on the internet today is you can get any kind of information you want. And I thought it'd be a very exciting way of sharing what we know here. And my goal here is to help you get a clear understanding of how you work, how you operate, how that 2.5 pounds of gray matter between your ears works. And through the past few years of helping people eliminate procrastination, I found a pattern. That's right. It's a pattern of thought that people use that actually cause them to procrastinate. What is it, what kinds of things do you procrastinate? Is it that you don't go out and work out when you want to? Is it that you're not taking action on a business plan that you've put into place? Or is it that, you know, you're already at the comfortable part in your business, so everything's running like clockwork, so you don't want to go any further and you don't want to mess with something that's not broken? Whatever it might be for you, this is the premier information, in my opinion, that will help you get and move beyond it. And it's not going to be a tertiary on philosophy or ideas or anything like that. We're going to give you some concepts, some facts. That's right, some facts as to how your brain works and how your brain creates procrastination. So first things first, who am I and what gives me the right to speak about this subject? It started off several years ago when I was working at a job as a computer technician for a local company. Job I was doing was running a project that required me to work 7 days a week, sometimes up to 16 to 17 hours a day. I was in charge of upgrading every single computer system in a prominent bank all over British Columbia. I was one of those go-getter types doing whatever it took to climb the corporate ladder. Unfortunately, during my time spent there, I began to grow mentally and physically fatigued. I was so busy, I began to forget the important things in life. So I began procrastinating spending time with my wife, procrastinating spending time with my friends, procrastinating spending time with my family. And most of all, I procrastinated taking time for myself. This caused me to forget all about myself in the process. The results of procrastinating the things that were important to me, subsequently, I gained 52 pounds in 6 months. I began neglecting paying my bills because I procrastinated billing for extra time that I spent on a project. Being newly married, I neglected my wife and we began to slowly grow apart. Within a few months, we were actually contemplating divorce. I remember the day like it was yesterday. My wife, who I'd been feuding with for a month, came to me and said, "Stefan, I don't have any money to get to work." So we had to open up a piggy bank that we saved up with pennies and nickels and dimes, and we scrounged up $2.50 so she can get to work. What was amazing is that it wasn't that we didn't make enough money. It was because we began to live a lifestyle that we couldn't afford, making extravagant purchases that we bought to substitute the hole that was growing bigger and bigger in our hearts. That hole was there because we procrastinated making time for ourselves and each other because we were just too busy making a living rather than living our life. This was a turning point in my life. This is when I said, "That's it. I'm better than this. I'm worth more. I could do more." Procrastinating things that were important to me in my life was ruining my life. So I began attending seminars. I began reading books and listening to tapes. I stumbled across neurolinguistic programming. And for those of you who don't know about NLP, essentially it's a science of how the mind, body, and behavior work together. For once, I learned how to think and not what to think. Just as you're going to learn over these podcast, how to think. If you get this, you're going to get a glimpse of how your life will completely change once and for all. You see, because through my life, I realized one thing that I would always bring to me with wherever I went was my personality and the mental garbage that was associated with it. Like, I used to say things like, "I should quit my job. I don't know what to do. I can't afford it. I'm a procrastinator. I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. I don't know enough." This procrastinating, self-damaging thoughts came along with the package. I was the package. So no matter how much stuff I studied, until I learned how to think and how to use my mind to take control of my emotions and actions, I could go absolutely nowhere, at least not maximize the potential that God gave me. So after taking those techniques and applying them in my life, I went from 253 pounds to what I am now. I'm about 192. Went from working from a job and sacrificing the best part of myself for someone else to building a future for me and my family. And I've been lucky enough now to be able to take back control of my life and begin to live my life in a way that I've always dreamed of. I needed to know if this was a fluke. So about 5 years ago, I began teaching and showing this new technology to others, part-time at first and then full-time for the past 3 years. So I started working with realtors, doctors, lawyers, small business professionals, big business professionals, celebrities, and people who weren't in business. And the list goes on and on. And within 6 to 8 months, they began getting results like constantly growing their income, cold calling and enjoying it, prospecting and getting more energized, dropping off weight and keeping it off finally, eliminating lifelong phobias in 30 minutes or less, and the list goes on. And I'm not telling you this so I can impress you with my work, but I want to let you know that I didn't know anything magic. I didn't do anything magical with these people. I just taught them how their brain worked and they did the rest themselves. Because listen, if I could teach you how you yourself creates procrastination in your mind, and you can recognize when you're doing it and how you're doing it, then you'll learn how to eliminate procrastination without any mumbo jumbo. By teaching exactly how your brain creates procrastination, it makes a sense if you apply these techniques consistently that you'll become more efficient, you'll do more in less time, and be totally happy about it. See, the difference between learning what to think and how to think is like teaching you how to fish for yourself. Once you know the methodology, the techniques become your own and you own them. You want to be able to create new talents and behavior. You want to be able to take control. All these kinds of things are possible if you know how to use your brain and learn how to think. So how many of you would like to know how to create a generative change in your life? Not positive mental attitude stuff, not rah-rah, get excited for 2 weeks and fizzle out, but raw, powerful mind techniques that, if applied consistently, can change your results at neck-breaking speeds. These type of techniques have taken organizations and put them in the Fortune 500 list, and you'll find most, if not all, Fortune 500 companies are using these concepts in their business model today. So I'm happy to share with you a glimpse of what you're capable of. So what do you want out of eliminating procrastination? You want results, right? How do we get them? Well, the number one way to control and get results, the results that we want, is by controlling how we think. You're going to see today in this podcast that your results are based on your action, and your actions are based on your feelings, and your feelings are based on how you think, and how you think determines your state of mind. So your state of mind actually controls your results. But before we get there, what are we here for? What are we here to learn? We're here to learn how to stop procrastinating now and to learn how to get things done now. So why don't you sit down and pull out a piece of paper and a pen and just write down what you think procrastination is. Go ahead. It is said that the first step to solving a problem is to identify it. So start identifying it by putting down your definition of what procrastination is. A lot of people have their own definition for procrastination. Your definition will determine what kinds of actions or lack thereof of actions. Anyways, so write down that procrastination definition for yourself and just say it to yourself what you think that is. Now, after you've written down the definition for procrastination for yourself, now I want you to start thinking about what kinds of things in the past that you've been procrastinating. What is it that you've been procrastinating? Is it that you're not taking action on, let's say, paying your taxes is a big one in my seminars, or people say that I procrastinate making a job shift or a job change or starting my own business? Or what is it that you've been procrastinating? Make sure it's something big, something that you've sort of put off for a long, long time, something that keeps on gnawing you in the back of your mind. Write down those things. Identify for yourself what are the things that you've stopped doing, or maybe you've put off for a very long time, things that are really, really important to you, and how they've totally, you know, stopped you from achieving or experiencing the life that you really want to live. Because bottom line is, if you don't take any kind of action in a specific direction, especially the direction that you want, nothing happens. And if nothing happens, you stay the same. And that's one of the biggest problems with procrastination. It's a robber. I say that procrastination robs you of three things. Procrastination robs you of time. Procrastination robs you of money. And most of all, procrastination robs you of energy. TME, the robber of TME. And what kinds of things that have you been putting off that rob you of your time, of your money, and of your energy? Maybe you want to write those things down and just let them permeate your brain a little bit, so you can get an understanding of what kinds of things that you've put off. And another good little technique would be to actually write down how much you think you've lost, how much time you've lost, how much money you've lost, how much energy you've lost by putting off those things. Because what we're going to be talking about today is the TFAR formula. Thoughts leads to feelings, leads to actions, leads to results. One more time, it's thoughts leads to feelings, leads to actions, leads to results. Now, you may have heard of that before, but the thoughts leads to feelings, leads to actions, leads to results, as taught in other places, has a big piece missing in it. And one of the big pieces that is missing is what happens at the space between your feelings and your actions. Why is it that some people take immediate action and some people put it off for a very long, long time? What kinds of thoughts leads to what kinds of feelings leads to what kind of action leads to what kind of result? So we're going to be talking about the TFAR formula today and how we can use that to improve our understanding of what actually goes on in your mind. So number one, you need to have thoughts in order to procrastinate. And what I mean by that is you need to actually sit there and contemplate what it is that you're actually putting off. You have to contemplate it. You have to say, well, I'm not working out as consistently as like, or I'm not working out at all. And what does that do? If you say to yourself, hey, I'm not taking action on what it is that I want to take action on, what does it do? That thought actually creates a feeling, and the feeling could be the feeling of self-doubt, the feeling of anxiety, the feeling, whatever kind of feeling actually is created for you. Immediately you start experiencing it just from that specific thought. Now, what if you didn't think about that? What if you didn't think about what you've been putting off? Think about it. If you didn't think about what you've been putting off, then you wouldn't have been putting it off, right? The only reason that you know that you're putting something off is because you're thinking about it. So it makes sense that your certain thinking or type of thinking or how you think actually leads to your feeling of procrastination. So the interesting thing is, and we're going to probably be talking about this in later podcasts, is that procrastination is actually a feeling. And I'm not going to get too much into that today. We just want to start talking about what actually procrastination is and how you procrastinate and what are the kinds of things that you're actually procrastinating so that you can identify them. Once they're identified, then we'll start talking about the tips and techniques and ways to be able to start eliminating them right away. So thoughts leads to feelings, leads to actions, leads to results. So first off, let's identify what thoughts are leading to what feelings are leading to what actions are leading to what results. So most people, when they say that I procrastinate, they sit there and they think about what it is that they're not doing. Well, I should be working out, or I should be taking action on writing my report, or I should be doing this. So if we were to take the TFAR formula that we were talking about before, well, the very first part of it is the T, which is the thoughts. What are the thoughts? What are the thoughts that are causing you to procrastinate? What kinds of things are you saying to yourself in your mind? What kinds of things are you envisioning? Are you making pictures in your mind of you not actually succeeding? I found that like one of the biggest problems with people that actually make cold calls is that they actually make a phone call in their mind before they make a phone call in real life. So in a split second before they even realize it, that they actually make a phone call. It's not that they make a great phone call, they make a terrible phone call. They pick up the phone and then they imagine themselves starting to stutter or not knowing how to answer questions that people might ask, or maybe saying the wrong thing and making the other person on the other line angry or getting hung up or someone saying no. They actually imagine this. And one of the things that you have to know about your mind is that it takes things literally. Your brain cannot tell the difference between what's real and what's vividly imagined. It's so important that I'm going to say it again. Your brain can't tell the difference between what's real and what's vividly imagined. So that means if you vividly imagine failing at a phone call, immediately you're going to actually have the feelings as if you actually made the phone call and actually failed at it. And it's really scary what happens. You think about it, you feel as if you failed before you even pick up the phone. So if you're going to actually pick up the phone and fail before you actually pick up the phone, do you think you're going to pick up the phone? No, it's going to be that 50-pound phone that people are talking about. It's going to be extremely difficult to actually make a cold call and make a successful one. So what kinds of thoughts would you have in order to actually take action on making a phone call? That's right. For those of you that actually thought about it, you'd have to have some great phone conversations in your mind before you actually make the phone call. Where most people don't, they actually imagine themselves, like I said, failing at making the phone call. So what I would suggest is if you do have this problem, if it is about cold calling for yourself, then the very first thing that you do, the very first thing that you have to do is imagine picking up the phone and making the phone call in a perfect way, having a great conversation, having having someone out on the other side really enjoying you as a person, really enjoying your product, and have that good feeling, that really good feeling that you would get after a great conversation. And only then should you actually pick up the phone and make a phone call. So if you're procrastinating making cold calls, now you have a really good strategy on how to stop doing that. You have to stop and realize, number one, that whatever you think about, your brain can't tell the difference between what's real and what's vividly imagined. So therefore, guess what? You get the feelings that you would have if you were actually doing it in reality. So make sure that how you think, how you prepare yourself for the next thing that you want to actually do, is you put yourself in a state of mind that is extremely conducive or extremely useful to the result that you want. So if you want to make a phone call, if you want to take action on making a phone call, the first tip is to recognize that you need to be in a powerful state of mind. So step number one, before you take any action and stop procrastinating, in order to stop procrastinating, you have to take control of your state of mind. What is your state of mind? Gauge it. What is it that you're thinking about, and how are you feeling as a result of those? As a result of that thought process. And if you say to yourself, I pick up the phone call and I'm using willpower to overcome my fear of picking up the phone, then don't do it. I repeat, don't do it. What you want to do is you want to be confident when you pick up the phone. You want to be confident that you're going to succeed. If you, let's say you want to start a consistent weight loss program or working out program, you want to make an idea or a picture in your mind, or start talking to yourself in a way that you are going to be consistent, that you are going to feel good, that it is going to be an extremely fun process. And once you do that in your mind, now you've given yourself at least an 80% chance that you're actually going to take that action immediately. So today's lesson is all about recognizing that the brain can't tell the difference between what's real and what's vividly imagined. So before you actually take any action, before you actually go and take on a task that you've been procrastinating in the past, psych yourself up. That's what people do. Have you ever watched professional athletes or maybe wrestlers on TV? What they do is they get someone sometimes to smack them across the face a whole bunch of times and get them mad so that they can actually take action and take really, really positive action towards the outcome of succeeding at the wrestling match. Well, life is no different. The things that you procrastinate, the only reason that you're procrastinating is that you don't feel like doing them. And if you don't feel like doing them, it means that you've done something in your mind that has stopped you from taking action, is because thoughts leads to feelings, leads to actions, leads to results. Now, the piece that's missing between the feelings and the actions is actually intensity. That's right. It's intensity. You actually have to create a huge amount of intensity between your feelings in order to take action. Think about it. If that thing that you're procrastinating right now, if I said, hey, you're procrastinating, yeah, and you don't want to do it, right, I don't feel like doing it, great. I'm going to grab a gun, I'm going to strap it to your forehead, and if you don't do it, I'm going to blow your head off. Are you going to do it? Absolutely. Why? Because your feeling of intensity is 100%, and that intensity is fear of death, right? So you would actually go ahead and take the action. And it works also in the reverse. If I said, hey, that thing that you're procrastinating right now, if I give you $1 million, if you do it tomorrow, would you do it? Of course you would do it. Why would you do it? Because your feeling of intensity of something positive is really high. So immediately, in a fraction of a second, and what your brain did, it gave you all the good things that you're going to do with that extra $1 million. It gives you this high feeling of powerful intensity, and then action is going to be taken. So if you, the tip of the week is simply this. If you want to actually take action on something and take immediate action today, start thinking about it in a way that gives you a really good feeling, number one. start thinking about it in a way that it gives you a really good feeling, the feeling of confidence, the feeling of passion, the feeling of fulfillment. Start talking to yourself in a way that you will actually start feeling the way that you're talking to yourself, just like you do in the other way. If you say, I should be doing it, but I don't, and I feel bad because I'm not good enough and all that kind of stuff, what kinds of feeling does that give you? That gives you the feeling of self-doubt, the feeling of remorse, the feeling, all the different kinds of feelings, anxiety, fear, all these kinds of things. So give yourself a sort of pep talk in a way that you are actually going to make things happen and you're actually going to take it. So an example is, if you want to start a consistent workout program, I want you just to sit back 10 minutes a day, right? Sit back and just imagine yourself going to the gym, experiencing the process of walking onto the treadmill or picking up the weights or whatever. And instead of thinking about it in a way that your mind says this is going to be hard or it's going to be difficult, think about it in a way that it's going to be easy and it's going to be fun. Say to yourself, this is going to be fun. This is going to be exciting. This is going to be amazing and I'm going to love it. Do that. And I guarantee you, the longer you do that, your feeling of emotional intensity will go up to a point that you will take immediate action. And that's what we're talking about. Stop procrastinating. Get things done now. So what we want to do is, number one, because the brain can't tell the difference between what's real and what's vividly imagined, you want to start vividly imagining the outcomes that will give you the feeling that you need to have in order to take action. Number two, increase the intensity by talking to yourself in such a way that it will cause you to feel immediately very, very good about what you're going to do. And number three, take action now. Don't wait till tomorrow. If you're going to be doing the, if you're going to be working out, or if you're going to pick up a phone, or if you're going to want to do your taxes, or if you're going to do something, take action immediately. But only take it when you feel good. Only take action when you feel great. Do not, I repeat, do not take action when you feel bad. Because if you do, you're going to get bad results. And guess what? You're training your brain. You're saying to yourself that I don't like this action. I'm using willpower to overcome this bad feeling. And when you're using willpower to overcome the bad feeling, every time you take that action, you're always going to have to use willpower to overcome that bad feeling. So you'll always feel bad. The point is to teach yourself that you like to do this action. And the only way to do it is to psych yourself up by putting yourself in a good state and a good positive emotional state. And we'll be talking about more about that in the next podcast, about how to put yourself in a great state of mind. I gave you some tips and tricks today. Talked about the thinking, feeling, action results formula. And, you know, a little bit idea on how to take action as a result of psyching yourself up and make yourself feel good. Hopefully you enjoyed today's podcast. I promise you that every single week we're going to be having a new tip and trick that you can take immediate action on. So I hope that today you have gotten some value of what we've talked about, making sure that you take and apply these techniques. And once you start applying them, I guarantee you, you'll start taking immediate action. Till next week, have yourself a great week. We'll talk to you soon.